It's the 25th of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds. Couple who recently moved from Sharnbrook to Risley say they have been without post for 9 weeks, despite setting up address redirection with Royal Mail and notifying relevant services. Grant Wilmer and his partner Charlotte Hunter have had no mail delivered. They've complained multiple times and even sent test letters, but these too never arrived. Grant, who runs a business, is concerned about missing important documents and bills. In frustration, they sent GPS tags with letters, one of which arrived with the tag removed, although Royal Mail denies this. A Royal Mail spokesperson claims deliveries are being made as expected, despite some delays, but the couple remain sceptical. Squabbles between Bedford Borough Council and bus companies Grant Palmer and Stagecoach have been dismissed by a senior Bedford Borough Council officer as complete rubbish. Legal action related to an historic contract was clarified as misunderstanding and no longer an issue. Council officers confirm regular meetings with operators like Stagecoach and Grant Palmer, emphasising positive working relationships. 168 volunteers showed up for the Rivercare Cleanup 2025 event over the weekend. 153 bags of waste were collected along the embankment in Bedford. The John Bunyan boat provided refreshments and the Viking Kayak Club helped to clear litter from the river. The events and community engagement team expressed their appreciation for everyone's hard work and community spirit. The new High Sheriff of Bedfordshire for 2025-26 is Camilla King, who was sworn in last Saturday in a ceremony at the Bedford Sixth Form on Bromham Road. She replaces outgoing Sheriff Bav Sahar, whose year in the post was highly regarded. That's your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar? Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.